discipline starts at home first. You can't send your kid off to school and just think they're going to just be disciplined, like the teacher is going to discipline the kid. That ain't the teacher's responsibility.
Quick disclaimer. Welcome to the We're Not Experts podcast. What you're about to hear is for entertainment purposes only. It is not meant to be taken literally. Just like any other information, you need to do your research first. We're not experts, but you should also research information that these quote-unquote experts tell you anyway. God bless you all. Thank you for listening. Cue the theme music.
What's going on? It's your boy Tez Reacts. Back at it again with another episode of the We're Not Experts podcast. Our great established panel is already here. Start talking about first and foremost, how y'all boys doing? You good?
Yeah, I'm good, man. It's a good day. This Sunday. You know, it's been a long week. Long, tiring week. We got Halloween coming up. Been good, man. How about y'all?
I mean, I've been straight. I mean, nothing going on. Same old, same old. I just want to address something from last week from the podcast. I know I was talking about the females. You talking about homeless females and shit. I just want to say, yeah, women, they're better than males, man. I'm going to leave it like that. I was just talking to somebody about that. Well, remember when I was talking about the homeless? You don't catch that many homeless females. It's just, they're saying women are more survivable. You know what I mean? I was just talking to somebody about it. Women are more survivable, man. I don't want nobody to be all butthurt about it. That's what it is.
Nah, it's easier for them to move in somewhere, bro.
I'm just saying. I just wanted to address that, man.
Nah, you kind of want... You're not going to gender war me as early, all right? Because, yeah, whoever said it, I do. I would want to smoke with them, but I ain't going to... We ain't going
to... Like, I mean, I spoke to a couple people about it, and it's just like, yeah. It's just like, dudes do crazy shit, and I do get it, right? Dudes are consistently going to get themselves hurt. Think about it. You don't see a bunch of chicks riding fucking dirt bikes and four-wheelers and motorcycles willying down the street. Dudes are always going to do some shit to get themselves killed, you know what I mean? So women, I mean, for the most part, yeah, I get it. They have to have that instinct to survive, right? Because you have to think they have to have kids and shit like that. They got to make sure these kids are good. So that's just my take on it, man. You know what I mean? I mean, they do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie, we do a lot of dumb shit, a lot. And I think, as dudes, a lot of times we just be like, fuck it, I'm homeless. Well, it's just not that big of a deal. We'll just go about our fucking day and just be like, damn, I ain't got no house or nothing, but it's cool. I could just sleep on this concrete and just, I could ask for some change, or I don't have to ask for no change, but I could just be walking around here and just sleep all day. Fuck it.
Right, man, that's what I'm saying. I mean, it's true. I mean, because think about it. When it comes to people going to school now, it's more females in college, you know what I mean, than it is males. So, I mean, it's proven. I'm not saying that males don't have a plan. Like most of us, most males have a plan to do something that doesn't require going to school. But at least the females are smart enough to go. At least they know if they don't survive in them, whatever they're trying to do, they still have that degree to back them up. You know what I mean?
Yeah, truth be told, I mean, both men and women both use their bodies in order to get what they want, right? But I think men, they tend to go in these jobs that are harder on their bodies. They kind of tear them apart. And then once society's done with you, they just kind of discard you and whatnot. Unless you get some type of workman's comp or stuff like that. I mean, nobody cares.
Speaking of body, you know what I mean? You can use your body to make money too. Man, ain't no dude using their body to make no money about it. You know what I mean? True. That's just my thing. I just wanted to hit on that. It just, I mean, I don't want nobody to listen to it and be like, well, no, females are better at this, right? Yeah, I got it.
All right, so just going back to just how we been for the week, right? So I was driving. Well, it wasn't today. It was like yesterday, right? It was about 8 or 9 o'clock. So where I'm driving from, it's when around 8 or 9 o'clock, it's usually pretty sunny, right? So I drive on like a bunch of country roads in order to get to anywhere around, you know, my neighborhood and whatnot. So driving down the road and I got this car, this little bitty, we're going to say it's a Nissan Altima, old one, right? Beat to hell. It's on my tail, right? I drive my F-150, right? It's a little bit newer, try to take care of it, and it's a pretty nice truck. So going down the road, this car is like on my tail, right? Just honking it. Well, didn't start honking until a little bit later. So I'm just driving, and there's a car in front of me that's driving like slow. Me personally, I don't really care about cars driving in front of me that's a little slow. I mean, that's for me, that's God's way of telling me I needed to slow down. All right. But this person behind me was not feeling it at all. Blowing on his horn, just laying on it, like, hurry the fuck up, blah, 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 blah. So I'm like, damn, like, this person must really got somewhere to be. So he tries, of course, because it's a one-way road on each side. Just blowing on the horn, and there's cars coming the other way, so he can't really get around like he want to. Well, actually, it wasn't a he, it was a she. She's blowing on the horn, and she's still just sitting back there upset, right? And then she gets real close to the point where I thought she was about to hit my truck. And my truck has cameras around it. The sensor goes off because she's that close. It's like, you know, your car's about to get hit. So I'm getting upset. So I'm like, all right, well, I'm not going to slam on the brakes, but I'm going to tap on them a little bit. But before I get ready to tap on it, she backs up a little bit. And then, you know, eventually she's able to get around. Well, my question, so I'm just sitting there and I'm like, damn. Why do these people with these raggedy-ass cars tend to not give a single fuck about how they driving around everybody else? I know me personally, when I had, because I drove around a Ford Focus for a while. I wanted to take care of it. I didn't really drive like that or tailgate people like that. So I don't really understand it, me personally, but I just wanted to ask y'all, like, do you feel like the way that you drive in a good car and like a beater, do you find it to be different? Like, do you drive different in both of those types of cars?
Go ahead, beaters, you got?
Man, hell yeah. Fuck. If I'm in a motherfucking Bentley with 800 horsepower and I'm in a Ford Focus with no horsepower, what you think I'm going to do? I'm stabbing it in the Bentley, man. You can't do too much in them little cars, but in your situation, the lady was in an old pimp. I call them pimps as they go pimp when they go behind. Pimp, you know, pimp. But yeah, man, I don't know, man. She probably was in the rush, man. You know, and sometimes it be the music. It don't be the car. It be the music. That right song, bro. You bound to do 180. Down the lodge, you know what I'm saying? Hey, that's Detroit slang. Y'all know nothing about the lodge. But now you bound to do 180 on the freeway, man, or off the right song.
Yeah, I mean, I think it does matter. Like, if you drive on a piece of shit, I mean, you don't give a fuck what happened to it, right? But just like saying, if I got a Bentley and a Focus, like, I'm going around the corner in the rain, I don't give a fuck. I'm just hitting that shit in the Focus, going around the corner. If I slide off the fucking road, so fucking what? That motherfucker don't call shit. Right? If I'm in my Bentley, it's raining, even though I probably have better traction and shit, I'm coasting around that motherfucking corner, right? Because I don't want that bitch sliding off the road. Yeah, it's a difference. So that person, they didn't give a fuck if they hit your motherfucking car, right? You got a piece of shit ass car. I don't give a fuck if that shit, if you crash that motherfucker. But yeah, I mean, yeah, you're going to drive different depending on, you know, what you're driving. And plus, she probably was late for fucking work, right? And couldn't pay her insurance any fucking ways. So she had to get the fucking work and you was in her fucking way. Yeah. What I say with that is, get your ass up motherfucking early and get your ass to work so you don't have to rush. You know what I mean?
Well, in those situations, y'all don't really know though. It could be, she could be on her way to the hospital. Somebody could have just got shot. Somebody could have died. We never know for real. That's why I be mindful. I don't want a motherfucker honking at me or, you know, trying to get around or whatever. I'm mindful, but at the same time, I don't give a fuck because it ain't my problem. But I'm mindful. If you want to get around me, I'm going to let you go around, you know, whatever the case may be.
Yeah, I mean, you can't get mad at me for not knowing if somebody shot in the car. Exactly. How the fuck do I know?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? I might wave you around. Yeah, flash me, right? So if you're blowing your horn and you flash it, it depends on how aggressive it is, right? So if you like blowing your horn, you flashing the light, I'm like, this motherfucker need to get the fuck around, so I'm going to pull the fuck off, right? But if you're just blowing your horn, I just feel like you're just mad. You know what I mean? Like, you're just mad. I'm driving slow because you're late for work. So I'm just going to keep driving my same speed. You know what I mean? It's a difference, man.
I'm laughing because I didn't even tell you how funny this part of the story.
It's when she rolled past.
No. She didn't flip me off or nothing, right? Now that I'm thinking about it, she didn't even get past. So what ended up happening is like, so let me see. The sun rises on the east. So yeah, we were driving headed east, right? So like you make a turn, made a right turn. She was still following me by the turn. The only reason why the lady stopped honking and stopped acting crazy was because she didn't have a visor, right? Throwing Shadra in the eye. I heard her go, and she slowed all the way down.
That's great. The real piece of shit right there. Why you not have a visor?
That's what I'm saying. Like,
be mad at you because he ain't got no visor. Yeah, oh my fucker busting my asses.
It's just, it's unfortunate, man. And I do get it. You know, sometimes you got to get somewhere, especially like on my commute, because it's only two bathrooms on my commute. On the mornings where like I ate some bullshit, like I ate some Chipotle and some Taco Bell the night before, and I'm driving to work bright and early, I be having a shit. And then I just be stuck in the car. And I really be behind motherfuckers mad because I got to get to the bathroom. So, that could have been what the case.
And that's not their fault.
True.
You know, so, but no, I feel it. It's different.
Hey, so I was watching this podcast, right? Well, I wasn't watching this podcast. I was watching this podcast clips, all right? Because I don't watch no other podcast besides the We're Not Experts podcast all the way through. But the craziest thing that I seen was it's this dude named Adam 22. Y'all probably know who Adam 22 is, but it's this dude that pretty much snitched on him. And he's like a scammer. So he like put Adam 22's address out there. He put his social security number and his phone number in a song and just put the song out there just for everybody to hear it. And I use that to say this, right? Because to me, scammers are probably high on like my do not fuck with list. But those criminals that I really wouldn't fuck with, because scammers, they get all your information. To me, that's the scariest shit in the world. It's like I feel like I'm not safe once my information is out there for real and they don't put my information out there. And I'm tracking, they probably already got my shit. But just knowing that they can just put my shit out there to the world, to me, is the scariest piece. But I wanted to ask y'all, what criminals do y'all think are the scariest?
Yeah, I'm scared. Off the bat, man, it's a murderer, man. I don't know why is this a debate. It's a fucking murder. Think about it. This motherfucker known for killing people, and you might just get on his bad side, or somebody might say something that wasn't even true. This motherfucker come all up to your ass. I mean, a murder, hands down.
Nah, me personally, nah, man. I want to say murder because I know people that be on that type of time, and they actually some of the coolest people in the world. Rather they in prison or free, they're actually cool, you know. But me personally, I'll say the worst criminal is a fucking rapist. Any type of second degree abuse or any, like, you know what I'm saying? Somebody that can fuck all that. A rapist is the nastiest, because especially a child molester, how can you rape a child? Like, I don't know, bro. It's me personally. Like, you gotta have some shit in your brain to think to rape a woman or even a child.
No. I mean, I think y'all went with the obvious answers, right? But I was just talking I brought this topic up to kind of be fun and funny, right? But y'all done took it to the damn.
You asked us what's the worst thing. He told you murder. I ain't gonna lie. I know some murderers, that's cool, but I ain't fucking with murderers neither, nah. But it ain't the worst to me. A child molester, man. Like, what in the brain would you think to fuck with a baby or a child? But go on, what you were saying to make it funny?
Nah, man. So yes, absolutely. I mean, and I should have prefaced it by saying, besides Those two crowds. Of course, those are the top ones right there. Like,
oh, okay. Well, if we get another one then.
I mean, like, I'm talking about something stupid, like maybe like some petty ass crime. Like, maybe you scared of motherfuckers like committing corporate.
Talking about, like, was it like blue collar crimes?
Yeah.
Something like
that. Like something where you're not getting a life sentence for real.
Oh, okay. Some color.
White collar, blue collar, I don't know. Some one of them damn crimes. Other than
white, more white collar type deal.
That's tough because the shit's so petty, I don't care about it. Right. Like, seriously, when it comes to stealing, breaking and entering, it's like, bro, 9 times out of 10, whatever crime may be, it was to go get some money. So I relate to that, bro. I respect it. I don't come.
B&E's for me is like up there, bro, because it's like,
bro, I understand until you that person. Don't break into my house.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, if your house has ever been broken into, bro, like, you don't feel safe no more.
Yeah, I didn't got my car broken into. I didn't. Man, it don't feel good. I got shit stolen. It don't at all. But I wasn't too mad. I just felt they was petty as hell. Like, you petty as fuck for stealing my shit, you petty motherfucker. But it's all the same thing with scamming it, though. They stealing your shit. They stealing your identity. Mm-hmm. They being you. They're acting like they you. They're stealing. It all goes back to stealing.
Yeah, I would agree with that, man. The thief probably is the worst. Right?
See, I used to be a hardcore thief, though, bro, back in the day. Man, the reason I was relating to all the crime and stuff with stealing and shit, because I've been there, man. I had to steal. I didn't have it. You know, I didn't have no way to get it. I didn't have parents to buy this. I didn't have it. I had to go take it.
You know, keep it a beam, bro. You didn't have to take nothing. We grew up in the same house.
Yeah, but listen, we grew up in the same house, but listen, we never got what we wanted. We got what we needed. We never got what we wanted. So that's a big difference, man. That's what I'm saying. Like, and that's why I'm trying to step up and be a father to my kids to get what they want. Not what you are. Ain't nothing wrong with getting what you need. But it's some kids that they want it and they got to have it. And I was one of them kids, man. So shit, I wanted it, bro.
And that's what they did.
I didn't kill nobody for it. I didn't hurt nobody for it. If I wanted it, I was going to take it.
What was you about to say, Mac?
No, I'm just talking about perspective, man. Like, you're just saying y'all both grew up in the same house. He's like, you ain't need it. You know what I mean? So
no, I did need it. I did need it. But I really wanted it. Like, I'm tired of waking up dirty and bummy, man. I want some fresh clothes, some fresh shoes. I want the Jordans. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to wear the old Nikes and the boo-boos and shit, man. I want some J's, man.
So, I feel you.
We ain't had no father there to buy that shit. So
it was just hey, mama, bro. Next time start talking, bro, you just talk over.
Nah, you good, man. I ain't saying shit.
I ain't know he was talking shit. I'm thinking it's over when he paused like that.
Bro, and that is one of the things that I don't like about this damn this.
You know, it's FaceTime shit. Yeah. Zoom shit. It's always better to be in the same room. But
gotta work what we got, man.
But go ahead, Mac.
I even forgot, man. That's what I'm saying. My perspective, man. Just I was having a discussion with someone about just perspective, is then how people see things. And it's like I'm saying, like, y'all grew up in the same house, same exact thing, but y'all see totally different. You know what I mean? That's all I was throwing out there. It wasn't nothing crazy.
No, for sure. That's two different people. We're gonna look at life different perspective. Went through the same shit, but we look at shit a little bit different.
It is kind of crazy, you know. And what's even crazier is just, you know, when you talk to your parent after you get older, you learn about their perspective about things. I don't know. It's three different perspectives in the same damn situation, and everybody think they're the ones in the right. This stuff would be kind of crazy. But just to move on from that, because when you're talking about, you know, crime and stuff when you were young, right? So I wanted to play this quick video for y'all about this this young lady who is teaching in Chicago schools and just the stuff that she had to say about it.
Black youths are doomed, and I say this with integrity, especially if nothing don't change. So 2 months ago, I quit my job as a marketing director to work on my businesses. Now, during the time I don't work on my businesses, I do serve at schools. Today is the first day that I've ever had to walk out of a job. Now, I do choose the bad schools on purpose because usually they are in our neighborhood and I like to see what's good, what's bad, you know, what are they missing?
We got president, not president.
Let's lock that all the way up.
Black youths are doomed. and Monday where I felt like I did not feel like dealing with that. Now, before I explain the situation of why and what happened, keep in mind that I have great classroom management. A lot of the schools that I do sub at are very appreciative of my work because I come in, I'm very direct, and kids actually listen to me, even at the bad schools. Also, keep in mind, my mom was a dean for over 10 years, so I definitely understand how to have classroom management. Now, the school I was at today, they put me in a classroom with another teacher for 6th to 8th grade. Apparently, I was subbing for a spare teacher. I get in the classroom, I go sit at the desk or whatever, and I immediately see that nobody is listening to the teacher. Nobody is. The teacher keeps saying be quiet. The teacher keeps telling them to stop throwing things, to raise their hand. They're just not listening. Keep in mind, he's not. So it was another man that walked in this classroom who I later found out was the dean. He literally just walking up to kids, telling them, hey, be quiet, but those, you know, taking their phones, you know, having discipline. However, it's like, your kids are still rude, disrespectful. So after this class leave, because these were the 7th graders, the teacher comes up to me and tells me like, hey, this is the worst class in a million. You haven't seen none yet. Wait till they come back in the afternoon, blah, blah, blah. He like, but the 8th graders come in, they are a little bit more chilled than the 7th graders. Can you just walk around and make sure that they're doing their work? Okay, cool. Immediately when the 8th graders come in, he's nothing with what they describe. Like they come in cursing, smacking each other, throwing things across the classroom. This man is trying to get them to be quiet. Like he keeps saying, be quiet, in such a nice, calm voice. And nobody's listening to him. So at this point, I felt like I had to intervene as a sub because I hate when kids disrespect people who are actually trying to help them.
She goes into class. She tells the kids, hey, y'all need to stop acting the way that y'all acting. The girl students listen, the male students, all black, by the way, kind of go in on the teacher. And it gets to the point to where she gets up and she leaves. And she talks about the importance of having, you know, black men or black teachers in the classroom, and those type of environments and whatnot. My question for y'all is, how do y'all think, well, do y'all think black youth are actually doomed? And do you think that there's any redeeming? And if you do think they're doomed, do you think there's any redeeming? Or why do you not think that they're like, that it's as bad as everybody's saying it is?
I mean, me personally, man, I can see it like that. That's what it looks like from the outside. But life has a way of rectifying itself, right? As in, it's going to fix itself eventually once it gets too bad. But I don't think they're doomed the way it looks, right? As in, they have, just like you're saying, like they don't have that male figure in the household to help them, right? But once it starts getting too bad, we'll eventually see it and then we'll fix ourselves. That's just the way life is. You're just going to, it's a survival thing. You just gonna have to fix yourself. Are we in a bad scenario, in a bad place right now? Yes, this shit is fucked up. I mean, you can't even talk to some of these kids because their parents is now going to support what the fuckery they're doing, right? So regardless of how bad it is, their parents are going to support it. That's why these teachers have no control over these kids, right? Because discipline starts at home first. You can't send your kid off to school and just think they're going to just be disciplined. Like the teacher is going to discipline the kid. That ain't the teacher's fucking responsibility. That's the teacher responsibility is to impart new information up on your kids, not to discipline them, right? And that shit should start at home. I mean, and that's just what I got on it. I don't think we're doomed. I think eventually we'll figure the fuck out, like, all right, this shit is bad enough to where motherfuckers gonna finally say, hey, let's do something. That's just me personally.
Gotcha.
Be you and me. I don't got too much to say on that one. Discipline these kids in schooling or out. They need discipline these kids bad as hell.
Man, I just think they need to get their ass school. Like, you should have fucking cameras in there, right? You have a camera in there, and then once they get too fucking bad, they take them out to this motherfucking somewhere where it's padded, right? Making sure they don't get hurt and have somebody, right? So they know, like, hey, you ain't the baddest motherfucker. I'm being honest, like somebody beat the shit out of them. Then they ask back the class, right? That shit ain't gonna stop, man. The teachers can't discipline your kid, man. Just like she was saying, the teacher wasn't of us, you know what I mean? So sometimes they ain't gonna respect, you know what I mean? Just be like, hey, fuck this motherfucker, this privileged ass motherfucker, because that's all they gonna think.
Gotcha. So for myself, the first thing I wanna say is, I don't really think that the kids are doomed, but I do think once this generation grows up, I think there is going to be a course correction that happens. Kind of like what Mac was saying. So yeah, I do think that this group of individuals is probably like, they're all jacked up. And honestly, I'm not going to say it can't get worse because it can't, right? Totally believe it can get worse, but I don't think it's going to be. I think that eventually it's going to get to a point to where these kids are running around the neighborhoods. The cycle's going to continue and it's going to get worse. And then eventually people are going to be like, okay, well, I need to take pride in the fact that, you know, there's teachers and people in the school that are trying to help these kids out. And I think that's a weird narrative that people tried to incorporate for a little while, where they were just saying, you know, if you don't look like us, you can't necessarily care about our kids. But it's like, who else is going to be qualified to teach them if we're not doing it ourselves? We can't be mad at the teachers and these people that show up every day for the kids when you just send them out to a place, you don't teach them anything, or you don't teach them the lessons that they need to learn, or about just proper respect. And I do think that respect thing is a big one, because I hear it so often, right? I hear a lot of times people say respect needs to be earned, and I don't agree with that. I think that as a human being, you should have respect for everybody until they give you a reason to not respect them. Like, I don't think we should ever step into a situation like, oh, you got to earn my respect. I don't have to respect you because you sticks in front of me. Like, no, this teacher has this education. This teacher has done everything that you've done plus more in order to get to a place to get this low paying job so that they can sit in front of you and teach you something. I think in a lot of ways, I think we got to go back to very basic things such as learning how to respect each other. And then you build from there. But you got to start from ground zero, damn near.
I mean, I think it'll take a lot to fix it without parents and parent involvement. Can the school do it? I know everybody's going to say, well, they can do it at the school. Yes, they probably can, right? So they can have like people that actually talk to these kids, because a lot of these kids are going through things at home that make them act that way, right? But it's going to take forever for somebody to sit down and diagnose your kid to see what the fuck's going on at home. So what I'm saying is parents got to fucking take a part in this, right? You're not just pawning off your kid to school for 8 hours as a break. It's just not a fucking break, right? You're fucking sending these kids to torment these teachers, just like you're saying, that's not getting paid shit. That's putting forth their effort to try to teach your kid, because you have to think, these people that's actually being a teacher, like, a teacher is selfless as fuck, right? I could have took a different job to make money. I took this job to educate the future, right? That's a selfless ass fucking job. And then we're sending them these fucking fuck the best kids, these fucking piece of shit, being honest, these piece of shit ass fucking kids, and expect these motherfucking teachers to fucking want to do that shit for that little bit ass fucking money. And that's just my take on it, man. Parents just need to fucking do their fucking job as in disciplining their kids and stop being fucking friends, because that's what I think the problem is. These motherfucking parents want to be friends with their kids instead of fucking disciplining them. Fuck them goddamn kids, all right? Not in that way, but teach them motherfuckers some goddamn discipline before you send them off to have somebody else go watch.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I might as, like I said, the putting the hands on the kids part. The only reason I don't, agree is because I know for a fact that that's not always the best way to do things. But there needs, like you were saying, the parents have to buy into the school. They have to buy into the fact that what these teachers are telling you is valid. What these kids are telling you, I mean, I'm not saying that kids are always in the wrong, because not every single adult is, you know, the greatest adult, but you have to listen to what these people have to say. And if four or five people are telling you the same thing about your kid, it's probably your kid.
And fucking just put cameras in the motherfucking classrooms, man. Put cameras in the classrooms. If the teacher said something, you can go back to the replay, just like in fucking football, man. Let's throw a flag on the motherfucking play, pull the motherfucking recording up, right? And listen, we have to do something worse than fucking suspend these kids. They don't learn shit from suspension. That's what I'm saying. Fuck them up. Instead of them doing PE, they go to like a basic training thing. That will be their PE, right? It's just basic training where them motherfuckers, all they do is get the shit smoked out of them all goddamn day for a fucking hour or however long PE is. You know what I mean? Because you bad.
I mean, I can definitely get behind, you know, the old school smoking, but then like just making them do push-ups and things of that nature. But the thing is, how so in the military, you make them sign a contract and you have them in a space where they're not interacting with the outside world for 9 weeks. How would you implement that into a school where they get
to? I mean, it's the same thing. It's a contract. It's just a contract, right? I mean, you write it up, the parents fucking sign it. It is what it is. You can't, your kid can't come to school unless you abide by these rules. You know what I mean? It is what it is, man. It's just like the motherfuckers have to get their shots before they can go to school, right? Same shit. Sign this motherfucking thing right here. If your kid act up, he's going to go to this, what would they call them, military, them.
Turning over to military schools?
No. I forgot. It's well, boot camp, right? They instead of them going to PE, they go to boot camp, right? For the bad kids. If they have multiple offenses, right? They go to the motherfucking boot camp for two motherfucking periods instead of one, right? Multiple offenses, you take away one of them bullshit little ass classes, what, painting or art? All right, you don't get to do fucking art. You go to boot camp for another period. And that's all it is, just smoking and discipline, man. That's all they're learning at that point. I'm just winging this shit off the top of my head, but if I can sit down and have time to fucking plan this shit out, man, you have to hold these kids accountable too. They're basically young adults, man. Just like she's saying, them kids are in their teens. They're about to be fucking adults, man. And they're acting like that. Fuck that shit.
So while we're talking about education, I was watching this lady, while I was scrolling my TikTok timeline, of course, you know, looking for topics and whatnot. And I ran across this Kendra G video, and she was talking to this young lady, and the young lady went on a date with this doctor. And she said, you know, I mean, you're a doctor and all, and it's cool, but, you know, what else are you doing for yourself? And he said, what do you mean? He's like, I'm a doctor. And she said, well, there's not anything else you want to do or anything else that you want to be? Like, you just want to be a doctor. That's it. And I just busted out laughing because I always thought, you know, once you get to that point, what more should you really have to work for anything else? I wanted to ask y'all, like, how do y'all feel about that?
The crazy thing, I started laughing as soon as you said that, because I not too long ago just saw that shit. And I had the same mindset like you did, as in, what else do you want this fucking doctor to do? Right? But you never know, man. It's a valid question. I think that was just like a question that she have in her tool bag every time she meets somebody. That's just a question she throws out. And don't know that she's talking to a fucking doctor. But to look at it in a different perspective, like, maybe he didn't want to be a doctor, right? Maybe he wanted to be an entrepreneur, right? And she's just like probably thinking like, hey, after you get done this, you know, maybe you can jump into whatever the hell you wanted to do, you know, after being a doctor. Like, the doctor is not pinnacle of fucking success, though. I mean, after looking a little bit deeper into it, it's not, right? And she probably is just like, how far she want to take her man? How far can we go together? You see what I'm saying? And that was just my take on it after looking at it the way from the lens you did initially, right? Like, bitch, this motherfucker is a doctor. You have to go to school for fucking 8 years, right? 8 fucking years at a minimum, right? To become a doctor, unless you're like super smart or something. You know what I mean? So that's not the pinnacle of life. A doctor is not the pinnacle. You're not winning. Right, you're living good, but you're not winning. That's just my take.
What you think about that, B?
I agree with her 100%. But all this doctor talk, it's got my head spinning, man. I know I'm not made to be a doctor.
Anything about you being a doctor? I'm just saying.
I'm just saying, just hearing it, though. Like, I get what you're saying. This form is doctor talk, but nah, I'm agreeing with Max Sheldon.
So my big thing is, it's funny because I have these conversations a lot. I've been having them a lot lately. It's just, when is enough enough? When am I able to say, hey, I'm good. Being a doctor is all I really wanted to be. Do I really have to justify the fact that I just wanted to be a doctor in my life to somebody that hasn't even gone to or achieved this level of success. I honestly feel as if, you know, if that's all that man aspired to be in his life, he just wants to be a doctor. He likes being able to have the title of being a doctor. He works in a hospital or he has his own practice or whatever. I just feel like that should be acceptable and that he should be able to just live his life and not have to answer a crazy ass question like that. Because to me, it just sounds like a crazy question.
Yeah, I mean, listen.
I get it. Go ahead.
No, you get it. If he straight up just was like, all right, this all I wanted to be in life. That's what I aspired to as a kid. This is all I wanted to be. Then, yeah, she should be straight with that. Like, all right, bet. But that was just like, if that was just something you wanted to do when you was 18 years old, because that's when most kids go to school, right? You're not a real adult at that point. And then you probably get to that point just like, I ain't want to do this shit, right? It just, if he just was like, this is what I wanted to do, then she should fall the fuck back. I get that point, right? Because then what you were saying. But go ahead and finish. I'm sorry.
Nah, I didn't like the fact that she kind of dubbed him off of that fact. It's like, I've done enough. And I feel like in our society, right? Because in a lot of places, they work, they get to a profession that they're going to be in for the rest of their life and they just stay there, right? I feel like in America, we have this pressure where everybody wants to just go ahead and tell us that you're supposed to be doing more. You're supposed to be making more. You're supposed to aspire to have this house and this house and this house. And you're supposed to aspire to have this car and to live your life this way. And if you don't necessarily meet the mold of the world, then you're not okay. I don't think that's okay.
I mean, striving for greatness I don't think is ever a bad thing.
There's no such thing as striving for greatness, bro. You will never achieve it. Anybody that's at the pinnacle of anything has said it. J. Cole has like made billions of songs about it. He's like, you know, if you continue to chase more, eventually it's going to get to the point to where you're never going to be fulfilled in the first place. I know for myself, it's just you have to find your fulfillment in other things. I find my fulfillment in the fact that I have a Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and I just want to do all that I can in order to get to that place to where I know where I'm going to end up. I just feel like in a lot of ways, people just have to figure out what that goal is for them. And I think it's okay to have a goal. I think it's okay to have an end goal, to just be like, okay, this is where I wanted to be. And that's it. I'm good.
But I just think that's boring. Like you get to where you want to go and then that's it. You just peak, plateau. That's it. That's just life from here on out, right? I mean, I'm not seeking to do anything else. I'm a doctor. Done. Not worrying about nothing else. I'm just going to go to work, be a doctor, come home, go to work, be a doctor, come home. And again, that's just like everybody lives different. I don't want that to be my motherfucking life, even if I made it that far to be a doctor. All right, that's it. Right? What else can I fucking do? What else can I do to improve myself? We're not consistently looking at improving ourselves. What are we doing in life, right? It's only a certain amount of time you got. You're not consistently aiming to better yourself. What are you doing? Again, perspective, man. Leads all the way back. It's just however you see life. Me, I'm consistently pushing. I have to keep pushing. Again, that's just it.
Yep. I know once I get to a certain point, I'm not going to be running the rat race no more. What's the point? In my own eyes, I feel like I'm better than a lot of motherfuckers anyway. And that's why I don't feel like I have to continue to just be in the rat race. It's just, if you, for whatever reason, I think people want to be in the rat race and they want to compete with everybody else because they're not okay with who they are. I mean, and I'm not saying that's the case with you or anything that you got going on, but I know for me, I used to live in a world where I was always constantly comparing what I got going on to what other people got going on. And I choose not to live my life like that no more. I don't have to compare. I don't have to contrast. I can just go ahead and I can work, I can have my vacation, I can come back home, and I can just live my life perfectly fine without living in a rat race anymore.
But that's what I'm saying. I mean, it's a difference between a rat race and personal greatness, right? So a rat race, our current occupation that we're in, that's a rat race. I refuse to compete in that rat race, period, right? So like a lot of people are like, why don't you go to school for this? Won't you do this? I'm not competing in this rat race, right? It's a lot more to fulfillment in life than to worry about making the pinnacle in what we do currently. Nah, that's fucking bullshit. I don't have time for that. That's not what I want to do. Right. So after I'm done with here, with what we're doing, as we were talking about, I'm out. I'm not staying a day, an hour, anything over that time. That's a fucking rat race. I'm saying bettering yourself is never be a fucking rat. You're bettering yourself. Right. So I get what you're saying. Rat racing, fuck that bullshit. Right. But as in bettering yourself, you can never stop, you know, improving upon yourself. That's, again, my look at it. Right. So it's different, I guess, perspective again. I think we just have a different perspective on, you know, what life is about.
Got you. So we were talking about Chicago schools, right? So we were just talking about this a little bit ago, but Lil Durk got locked up, and he was locked up for a murder for hire plot for killing, what was it? You know who the dude was. It was a Lil Pab, and it was all, I think he was like one of Quando Rondo's friends who killed King Vaughn. Well, Quando Rondo didn't actually pull the trigger, though. It was Lil Tim, and then they killed this dude, Lil Pab. And, yeah, they're pretty much uncovering everything that happened during this murder for hire plot. I just wanted to ask y'all, well, I'm going to find an article about it, but just I kind of wanted you guys to kind of talk about it while I find the article. But do y'all think, well, B, I know you're a little bit more educated in it. Do you think it's over for Lil Durk?
Yeah, and it's over. Yeah, it's over for him. They talking about the guy that been telling on him and his whole little crew. He wore a wire for about 2 years or something, 2-3 years. He's been wearing a wire since he got out of prison. He's an informant. And I know it's a lot of stuff on that wire, because you got to think these, Lil Durk, yeah, he might be a good artist and a good rapper or whatever, you know. But where they come from is not a good place, man. So, you know, all that ain't nothing but violent music. Violence, he's promoting violence on that. Like, they've been trying to get him out of there since. So. But yeah, he done. He threw. Only thing I'll say him is God. Because when you got so many witnesses in a Fed case, it's over.
All right, so yeah, I'm going to go ahead and just read this little piece, right? So Grammy Award-winning rapper Lil Durk has been arrested in Florida on federal charges that he paid for the attempted 2022 revenge killing of rapper Quando Rondo at an L.A. gas station, a shooting that resulted in the death of Rondo's cousin. Durk is charged with conspiracy to commit murder for hire in the slaying of Sevilla Robinson, who was gunned down August 19th. All right, five other members of Durk's Chicago-based rap collective, OTF, has been arrested, and at least two more arrests may be forthcoming. According to the court documents that have been filed, Durk was arrested Thursday night in South Florida as he attempted to flee the country. All right, so the crazy part, well, and yeah, of course he won a Grammy and whatnot. So the craziest part that I heard about this whole situation was he knew it was coming. He bought three different plane tickets to three different places. And none of those places that he bought the tickets to was a place where they don't extradite to the U.S. So he bought, well, he planned on going to Italy. He bought a ticket to Italy. He bought a ticket to Amsterdam, and it was like another place. And Dubai. Yeah, Dubai. And none of all those places, they were going to send you right back regardless. But yeah, I don't know, man. I think he's done. Because the dude that they were saying was like part of the crew. I mean, even if you got a good lawyer, I think it's ironclad at this point. I mean, unfortunately. Well, I'm not going to say unfortunately. Just because when you're involved in certain stuff in your life, I do think, you know, sometimes you invite this type of energy into your life. And he might be going to prison for it.
Yeah, I'm not up on any of that shit, to be honest with you, but like I said, when the feds come up against you anyway, it's a wrap, right? Just like B was saying, they had my mans with that wiretap the entire time. They got mad shit on them. So, yeah, it's probably going to be a wrap for my mans.
All right, I think we about good. What y'all got to say to the folks?
I don't know, man. Discipline these badass motherfucking kids, because I'm tired of seeing the motherfuckers in the mall too. All right, it ain't just in motherfucking school. Discipline these motherfucking kids, all right?
Yeah, stay out the way. Enjoy this good Halloween weekend. We're about to wrap this year up. About to end 2025 now.
Dang.
Yeah, it's time.
It's coming quick, I ain't gonna lie. All right, but first and foremost, I want to thank you guys. I want to thank God. Just please don't scam me. Right? Then another episode of the We're Not Experts podcast, and we out. Peace.